It was Roosevelt who started the fireside chats, as far as I'm concerned. I actually, perhaps somebody else started them before him, but I've actually inveigled Roger Overall to a fireside chat, and we're both on stools, which would kill us if we sat for very long, Roger, but here we are in a five-star hotel in Killarney that's about to close tomorrow, by the way. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, right? And you're having a five-minute interlude from your job as your last job as a wedding photographer. So here we are. Everything is coming together, right? So let's have an intimate conversation about this now, just between you and me and, you know, whatever, you know? I got myself a pint, but you can't have one.
No, well, I can't have one yet. I will probably have one over dinner. We may as well avail ourselves of the bar food here while it's still open. So
there are people around the world like Jane Boyd and AJ Leigh and Chris Brogan and all that who, you know, they're not in Ireland, right? I mean, they might actually fancy sitting around a fireside here in Kerry with a pint of Guinness and chewing the cud, you know. What do you think?
I think we can place in their minds the seed of romantic notion, the something to aspire to sit by a fireplace in Ireland in this beautiful green rolling countryside with the mountains in the background, drinking a pint of Guinness. And what can we say about Guinness? It does its own marketing. And
There was sunlight today, and there's firelight here. So, I mean, there's a theme of light in the day, isn't there, running through this day? And you're a photographer and light box. Say, come on, yeah, let's hear about
that. The light today has been magnificent. It's autumnal light, which means the sun is slightly lower in the sky, which gives a lovely backlighting effect almost from 3 o'clock onwards, almost from 2 o'clock onwards. So it's been wonderful to work with this light. The light in the church was gorgeous. The light outside the church was wonderful. The light in the house was great. The light upstairs where the reception is very mixed and very beautiful and very interesting as well. So in terms of light, today has been magnificent. Absolutely magnificent.
But in terms of light, you know, it's nothing like, you know, Albuquerque, where Diane Brogan is right now, and it's nothing like the dry light that you get in New Mexico and places like the south of France and whatever. This Irish light is full of water, isn't it?
It is. I think it's a very good description, actually. It's very fluid light. It's actually very hard to put into words the kind of light that we're seeing, because even though on a day like today the sun is in the sky, so therefore shadows are very harsh, so it's very hard light at the same time. There is a quality and a texture to it as if it envelops people. And that, I think, is the wateriness you might be referring to. It's hard and soft at the same time, which is a contradiction and very hard to explain.
But are you romantically involved with this light? I mean, you sound like somebody who's referring to the light being both X and Y, you know, the way a lover would be if he was stretched to put words around it.
I'm like one of these audio files who knows everything about sound and will describe to you the beauty of sound and the depth of sound and the resonance and how it is worth investing 12,000 euros in a sound system to really draw out the beauty and the richness of sound. I'm like that with light. I look at light and I can get mesmerized by it. It is, for a photographer, one of our tools. It is what we write with, if you like.
And this Kerry light, which I'll call it really, that we have today, this Kerry light, I mean, have you ever taken photographs in light that is dramatically different from this light?
I suppose that, yes, I would have done. I mean, the light in Greece is very different. The light in South America was different again.
Where in South America have you taken photographs? I didn't actually know you'd taken any, or I didn't even know you'd been to South America.
Well, I feel cheeky saying South America. It is South America, Guyana and Suriname. But actually, I would think you would look at them as Caribbean countries rather than South American countries, rather than Latin American countries, one being formerly British and the other one being formerly Dutch. So they have a more of a Caribbean feel. But I was in Suriname and former British Guyana.
What words would you associate with light in those countries? If fluid is the word you associate with Kerry light, I wonder if I could draw a bit of light on this topic by encouraging you to find a word to describe that kind of light.
Diffuse springs to mind. It was overcast quite a lot, actually. And overcast light tends to be similar wherever you are.
Okay, well, look, we're sitting around a fire, right? We're hearth, a fire. I know the place is going to close tomorrow, but imagine if we were here in February and it was really, really cold outside and there was logs and all that, and this is an artificial fire, to be truthful. But are you a big man for the real fire?
Oh, I love a real fire. And just on that, if this were, say, February, December, January, it would be very dark outside already, quite dark. So then what happens is the internal light takes over. So the golds of the light bulbs take over, the golds of the open fires take over. So we'd be very different photographing this in January or February than it is today. Here we still have, it's coming up on 5 o'clock, I think. It is almost 5 o'clock. And the sun is still in the sky. It's quite low, so it's coming in through the windows. That's creating beautiful areas and patches of light and a beautiful feel to the light inside. And it's mixing with all the lamps that we have. Now, we're actually in a very secluded, away from the windows part of the hotel right now. And your face, for instance, as I look at it, is being lit by window light on one side and by a redder light from the fire on the other. So that would then be the story of the light on a winter's day, for instance. And outside it would be dark already. So there can be a very different feel to a wedding, depending on the time of year, which I suppose...
Look, you read a lot of things, or you have in your life, you know. Who writes well about light? That, you know, I'm interested in kind of picking up new hints and tips about who I might read. I could talk about food, but light. Who writes well about light? No, I'm asking you this not because I know the answer, but quite intrigued to know who writes well about light.
I would like to know as well myself, actually. That is an astonishingly original question to ask a photographer. Because what you're asking is, don't tell me about the technical side of light. If you were looking, by the way, if you are looking for somebody to tell you about the technical side of light, certainly artificial light, David Hobby would be somebody I would recommend. But if you're talking about the lyrical quality of light...
There's a great book called Perfume, right? It is actually one of the... Suskind, I think it was, who wrote it, Patrick Suskind. And that is the absolute ultimate book, as far as I'm concerned, about smell, right? Right? So I'm wondering, I'll bet you there's somebody who is, maybe somebody listening to this audio can chip in and suggest, you know, who are the writers of the light?
I mean, that would be a magnificent thing. Yes, a listly list of the top 10 books about light, whether fiction or fact, would be wonderful, actually. For instance, Asimov has written a brilliant book about the poles. And it's a scientific work, but you read it as if it's a thriller. It's fantastic. Same, there's a book about cod. There's a book about the search for accurately measuring longitude. These books read like thrillers. There must be a book about light that is informative but beautifully crafted at the same time. If anybody has a notion of what that might be, yes, I'd be very interested. Let's get a list going.
Yeah, maybe the poets are the best on light, really. You know, we'll have to see. Okay, look, are you you're sitting here with two cameras on the ground and you're almost with legs crossed.
I'm at the end of my break now.
Are you? Right,
so I'm
okay.
Going to go back into
I'll see you later. I'm uploading some audio. I don't feel I can easily mingle with the wedding guests, you see, since I'm a bit of an odd bod up there, and I feel it would be odd to walk around there in the company without talking to them. You know, I could be regarded as standoffish. I was perfectly happy for the lady to come across to me and say, what are you doing? That was fine.
What do you think? That's interesting, because I took a photograph outside our local Super Value the other day, and I got challenged for taking a photograph, and I find it quite funny that you got challenged for writing a poem in public.
I'll see you later.